after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from the earthly vision of the inhabitants of this planet, it brought such unbearable, intolerable pangs of separation to his associates that they were just cast in such a state of spiritual lamentation that one by one they were all leaving the planet to join the Lord in his eternal Leela. They couldn't live without him. He was their life, their soul, their everything. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, little later King Prataparudra. I mean, everyone was just dying of separation. And every devotee that left the planet increased the pain in the hearts of the survivors. Narahari Sarakar and Gadadhar Das were two of the very prominent intimate associates of the Lord that remained. There were others too. Meanwhile, we know the story of Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur. Prime disciple of Srinivasacharya, Ramchandra Kaviraj, he entrusted under the care of Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur and his dear associate's disciple, they became the very deepest, best spiritual friends. In fact, our Vaishnava scripture said that Narottam Thakur and Ramchandra Kaviraj were like two bodies with one soul. That is how intimately united their hearts were. The scripture said that practically people at that time hardly ever said one of the names without the other. They were inseparable. This is Vaishnava family. Narottam Das Thakur was initiated by Lokanath Goswami. Srinivasacharya was initiated by Gopal Bhatta Goswami. They both studied under Jiva Goswami. But they were such God brothers. Ramchandra Kaviraj practically lived his life in the association of Thakur Narottam. So Srinivasacharya went on a visit to Vrindavan, came back. Of course, he initiated King Birambir of Vanavishnupuram. This is many years after the Kethuri festival. And two of the places that Srinivasacharya achieved the greatest inspiration was Kanaka Nagar, which is Katva, and Srikanda. Why is that? Because Gadadhar Das was living in Katva, and Narahari Sarakar was living here in Srikanda. After traveling long distance, he came to Katva, and he met Yadunanda, a disciple of Gadadhar Das, who informed him that in the deep mood of separation from Lord Chaitanya and his associates and Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar Das has left the world. It was like the loss of a guru for Srinivasacharya. He was utterly devastated. So he and Yadunandam decided they were going to have a special festival for the disappearance day of Gadadhar Das, right where we just came from now, in that same courtyard in Kathua. In fact, we saw Gadadhar Das's Samadhi Mandir. So it was time to send out invitations. They wanted to invite all the available surviving Mahants. That was the name used for the persons who were the personal associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who were still living. Srinivasacharya came to Srikanda to offer invitation. When he arrived, he met Raghunandan Thakur. Raghunandan Thakur was an intimate personal associate of Lord Chaitanya. And Srinivasacharya saw him as a superior Vaishnava. Raghunandan embraced him. He embraced him so affectionately. Srinivasacharya, according to etiquette, wanted to go down and touch his feet, but it was impossible. He couldn't, because Raghunandan would not give up embracing him. That was their affection. Raghunandan informed Srinivasacharya that seeing you is giving life to my dying heart in the absence of my guru. What are you saying? Srinivas asked. What are you saying? He said, when my Gurudev, Narahari Sarakar, heard the news that Gadadhar Das went back to the spiritual world, he stopped speaking. He never spoke another word. He just went into a secluded place and did his bhajan, weeping in ecstatic love of separation. And within a couple months, he also has left us. Gadadhar Das left this world on Krishnastami of the month of Kartik. When Srinivasacharya heard that Narahari Sarakar and Gadadhar Das have both left, it was intolerable for him. Intolerable. So Raghunandan said, when all the Mahants come to Kathua for the festival, we should also have a disappearance day festival for Narahari. So they sent invitations for that too. Would you like to hear about this festival?
Yeah!
I'm not responsible now for how late we return to Mayapur Dham. If you want to take the responsibility upon yourselves and take it off me, chant very loud, Hari Bol.
Hari Bol!
Thank you very much. Such great personalities as the direct sons of Advaitacharya, Sri Gopal and Krishna Mishra. They were the brothers of Achyutananda. They came to Kathua for this festival. And one of the other very, very great saints was Virachandra, the son of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu resided in a place called Kardaha, where he had he was married to the two wives of Suryadas Sarakela, Janavadevi, and her younger sister Vashuddha. From Vashuddha he had two children. Ganga was a daughter and Birbhadra, or Birchandra, who was Sanya. Birchandra was an avatar of Kirodakshaya Vishnu. But he experienced such Braj Prem. He was such an incredibly empowered preacher. The Shakti of Nityananda was manifest in him in the most wonderful way. They and many other associates of the Lord, Chaitanya, came to Katwa. There was a wonderful festival. Yadunandan and Srinivasacharya made all the beautiful arrangements. When that festival was finished, Raghunandan came to invite them all to Sri Kanda for the Disappearance Day festival of Narahari. They all gladly came. First they stopped in Jajigram, where they spent some time, and then they entered into the precincts of Sri Kanda. Everyone in Sri Kanda was a great devotee. The whole village came out to greet these devotees who came in a procession from Katwa, which is only actually about, 20 miles from here? Not 10 miles. It's actually probably faster to walk than take 26 buses. Actually, a few years ago when we came at night, it was dark, and the whole village came out to greet us. Because there was dust on the road, they were walking in front of us with water, spraying it on the dust so none of the dust would come in our eyes. And everyone was lined on both sides, offering arti, chamaras, ghee lamps, incense, to the Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of you remember that wonderful experience? Because the Sankirtan of the Lord is a worshipable deity. The Sankirtan party is worshipable. There was a wonderful royal reception. The inhabitants of Sri Kanda were in ecstasy to serve these great souls. But at the same time, they feared that in a few days they're going to leave us. When they came, Raghunandan personally made all the arrangements. He gave everyone nice accommodations, gave everyone servants, gave everyone everything and anything they could want. And he brought them into the main temple. I hope we can go to that main temple. But if you can't see with your eyes, at least try to see with your ears at this time. Because it's a real small temple. And we're not a real small crowd. There's only one door. It's about this big. But this is the temple of the deity of Lord Gauranga. That was the personal Ishtadeva of Narahari Sarakar. He worshipped that deity of Lord Chaitanya with his heart, his life, and his soul. It's one of the most important deities in our whole Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. When they all saw the beauty of Narahari's life and soul, Prandana Hey, Gauranga, they all gave their lives. There was a beautiful kirtan. The next day was Ekadasi. Raghunandan decided there would be a very special offering to Mahaprabhu on Ekadasi. He requested Srinivasacharya to begin by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. But Srinivasacharya is a humble Vaishnava. Here are Birbhadra, Sri Gopal, the personal associates of Lord Chaitanya, and I'm going to speak Bhagavat in front of them? He felt very embarrassed and very shy. But all the great Mahants, they all called in Srinivas and said, "We will not be offended. Rather, we will be very happy. We want to hear you speak. You are blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to hear you speak. Please, that will be the greatest service to us. Speak Bhagavad Gita." So with their order and their blessings, Srinivasacharya came into the assembly in the courtyard of Mahaprabhu. Raghunandan made a nice arrangement. The first thing Srinivasacharya did is he went to each of these senior Vaishnavas and worshipped them. And took, with tears of humility in his eyes, he took permission from each of them. Then, with their blessings, he came and he worshipped the Srimad Bhagavatam with tulsi leaves, chandan, incense, and garlands. And he recited. When Srinivasacharya recited Srimad Bhagavatam, it was like no other. When he would chant the Sanskrit, it was so sweet, like the singing of a kokila or a cuckoo bird. With such deep, rich, genuine emotion. With such scholarship. As he was speaking, different devotees were thinking of different analogies. Someone says, he's speaking as if he's directly being empowered by Sri Sukadev Goswami. Someone else said, he's speaking with the authority of being blessed by Veda Vyas. Someone else said, he speaks with such sweetness. This must come because he received the blessings of Gadadhar Pandit. And someone else said, as far as I could see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gaurachandra, is directly speaking to us through him. He spoke from morning till night. And when he was discussing the Ras Vilas, he put everybody into a swoon of ecstatic love. When evening came, all the Mahants, they were embracing him, so grateful, blessing him profusely. Then Raghunandan Thakur brought everyone before the deity for the Sandhya Arti. They blowed their horns and rang the bells, and everyone worshipped the deities. When the Arti was finished, it was time to begin the Ekadasi night kirtan in honor of Narahari Sarakar. First of all, Raghunandan, he had garlands and chandan that were specially, individually made for each particular devotee. It's not that he just had some big quantity of garlands bought and just, you know, flipped one on each person. He had devotees meditating on the particular object of worship in the form of the Vaishnavas. And that devotee made the garland just for him and made the chandan just for him. Because it's not just it's not just what you give to a person, but how you give it. That's what makes Vaishnava culture so rich, so sweet. When there's feeling, when there's heart, which is completely supported by siddhanta, philosophical truths. Prabhupada said religion without philosophy is simply sentimentalism or fanaticism. And philosophy without religion is simply mental speculation. So bhakti is the transformation of the heart. Bhakti is the awakening of love. Bhakti is the expression of feeling toward Krishna, the devotees, in everything we do. But in order for it to be real, it must be completely supported by the foundation of siddhanta, philosophical truths based on guru, sadhu, and shastra. So this is how Narahari Sarakar trained Raghunandan Thakur. So he had a special container with the gift for each devotee. And Raghunandan Thakur and Lochan Das Thakur, two prominent disciples of Narahari, they placed the garland and the chandan on each of the senior Vaishnavas. They came to Birachandra, the son of Nitai. And Raghunandan placed the garland and sandalwood on him. Birachandra called for Srinivasacharya. He said, please bring me garland and chandan. Srinivasacharya obeyed. Before everyone's eyes, Birbhadra placed garland on Raghunandan. Raghunandan is the servant. He put it on Birchandra. Birchandra got a garland and put it on Raghunandan and then anointed his limbs with sandalwood. Raghunandan was very much embarrassed that such a senior Vaishnav was honoring him. In his humiliation, he had to do something. So what do you think he did? Who would like to guess? He turned around and put the next garland on Srinivasacharya, who's his junior, and anointed his body with sandalwood. And in this way, everyone in the entire hall, their hearts melted in ecstasy to see these sweet, genuine, pure, loving exchanges amongst these great souls. Next, Raghunandan Thakur worshipped the instruments for the kirtan. To each kol or mridanga, he placed a garland specially made for the mridanga, and chandan, offered obeisances and mantras to worship the mridanga. Then to each pair of karatals, there was a special garland made for. He garlanded the karatals and anointed them with sandalwood as an act of worship. And then to each of the kirtan singers, he did the same thing. Raghunandan Thakur, with such feeling and devotion. Then the kirtan began. Narahari Sarakar, they were singing his songs. So sweet. And he trained them so nicely in kirtan. The kirtan was becoming more and more absorbing. Everyone was singing with such feeling. Soon, all these very elderly, great senior Vaishnavas, the sons of Advaita, they got up and began to dance in ecstasy with all the other devotees. When they saw the Mahants dancing, everyone else went wild. And thousands of people from other villages were coming just to see this incredible kirtan. the resounding of the holy name was filling the entire atmosphere, purifying all the 14 worlds. Then Birachandra, the special empowered son of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, began to dance. Ah, what was his dance? It was so beautiful, extraordinary. It was as if Nityananda Prabhu himself had appeared in the form of Birachandra to dance with the devotees. There was one blind man who just came from some other village, just, you know, what's happening? He was somehow, he was led there. And he heard the kirtan, and somehow or other, he just felt something amazing happening to his heart. So he asked someone, "What's happening?" And that person said, "It's unbelievable what's happening." "Well, what is it?" "Birabhadra is dancing." Just by hearing the name Birabhadra, he had such a deep, deep, unquenchable longing to see that dance. And Birabhadra, understanding his heart while he was dancing in ecstasy, glanced upon that blind man, and immediately his eyes opened and he could see. The first thing in his entire life he ever saw with his eyes was the beautiful dance of love of the son of Nityananda. Nityananda Nandana Sri Birabhadra. And when the crowd of people and Vaishnavas saw this devotee, he opened his eyes. They just profusely poured with tears, and he's just howling in ecstasy at what he was seeing. Should I give my commentary? It was worth waiting for. He was an old man. He was blind for all those years. But one moment of seeing Birabhadra dancing is billions and trillions of times more wonderful than what we're seeing with our eyes all day long for a long life. What a wonderful benediction. When they saw this person open his eyes and dancing in ecstasy, staring upon Birabhadra, everyone became just immersed in transcendental love. This kirtan was so deep with bhakti that one by one, each devotee started feeling unbearable pains of separation from Lord Chaitanya. And although nobody spoke anything to each other, the mood of the kirtan was such that every single devotee there was just praying and begging in the core of their hearts for Lord Chaitanya to appear before them. And it was in this spirit that they were loudly, with great feeling, crying out the holy name. Much louder, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
Much, much louder. Much, 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 much
louder.
they were chanting from their hearts, longing for the darshan of the Lord with love. Bhakti Ratnakar describes that Lord Chaitanya is none different than his names. Lord Chaitanya, hearing his devotees crying out with such sincere and genuine longing, he was conquered by that kirtan. The Lord was conquered by the kirtan. He had no choice. Irresistibly, he just appeared in the middle of the kirtan with his associates dancing in ecstasy. Right here in Shrikanda. When the devotees saw Mahaprabhu and his associates dancing amongst them, their innermost hearts' desires were fulfilled. Because except for the very senior Mahants, nobody else there amongst the Vaishnavas, including Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur, they had never seen Lord Chaitanya directly like this. Well, at Kethari they did. But most of the others, they hadn't. Lord Chaitanya appeared in their midst and danced with them. Not only danced with them, but by his own supernatural potency of love, he personally pacified each individual devotee's heart, fully satisfying their all desires. The Lord danced with them for some time and then disappeared. The kirtan continued until Mangal Arati. Now the neighboring villagers were thinking, nobody celebrates Ekadasi like these Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Nobody even thought about eating or drinking or sleeping that day. Wonderful festival in honor of Narahari Sarakar. The next day, after the sun rose on Dwadasi, Raghunandan Thakur so charming, so humble, so sweet-natured, so perfect in every way. He approached the Vaishnavas and asked, what is your order? How would you like us to observe Dwadasi? So the senior Vaishnava said, give us prasad. Meaning giving everyone prasad. So Raghunandan very enthusiastically went and arranged a very nice feast of Dwadasi prasad and offered it to the deity of Gauranga. Then he personally came along with Srinivasacharya, Raghunandan Prabhu, and started serving. First of all, they served the senior Mahants. As they were eating and blessing and enjoying so nicely this love and devotion, Raghunandan did something very special. Please hear about this, because if you hear this story sincerely, I believe your life will never ever be the same. Raghunandan went to the deity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, took his permission, and took a small portion of the deity's Mahaprasad, put it on a special plate, and brought it into the bhajan kutir of his Gurudev, Narahari Sarakar. With very, very deep feeling, he put his Guru Maharaj's seat in that room that he would sit on to do his bhajan. And in front of the seat, he put the plate and also brought scented water that was offered to the deities. With very, very deep love and devotion, he sat in front of his deity seat and meditated on offering this prasad for the pleasure of his Gurudev, who he was feeling such immense separation from. After meditating, chanting mantras, he went outside of the small room and closed the door to give his Gurudev some time to accept the offering. Sitting outside on the ground with great gravity, he was deeply immersed in remembering his Guru with such love, in such separation. Then he knocked on the door. He had a pitcher of water to wash his Guru's hands with and mouth. That was his meditation. When he opened the door and came in with the water, he saw Narahari Sarakar sitting on the seat in his eternal celestial form. Raghunandan Thakur fell to the ground, offering obeisances with tears flowing from his eyes. His Guru appeared to him. He washed his Guru's hands, and then again and again and again and again and again put his Guru's feet on his head. Then Gurudev Narahari disappeared. Raghunandan Thakur understood the heart of his spiritual master. So you know what he did? He quickly ran to where the mahants were sitting and continued helping to serve them. That's what his guru wanted. Not to sit and lament, but to go and serve the Vaishnavas. And the mahant said, Raghunath, come and sit and eat with us. He said, no, I will serve you. After they were all finished and he washed their hands, then they said, now you take prasad. He said, no, now I must serve the servants. He served Srinivasacharya and Srinivasacharya's associates, who were the servers. And after they were fully served, and he satisfied them completely, the mahant said, now, take prasad. He sat down and honored prasad, the maha, maha, maha prasad of all the Vaishnavas. This is how Narahari Sarakar's disappearance day was celebrated, right where we're sitting here in Srikhanda. The devotees asked permission to leave, but Raghunandan would not give permission. But not like that, because he was very humble. He said, you are independent, you could go anytime, but please, please stay a few more days. Please stay a few more days. Yes, we will stay a few more days. So they spent many days here in Srikhanda, dancing, chanting, having the beautiful darshan of Mahaprabhu. And eventually, they all bid farewell and return to their respective places. Yes, Srikanda is one of the holiest places of Gaurmandala Bhumi. Madbhakta Pujapadika, the greatest way to serve Krishna is to worship his devotees. This is the seat of many of his greatest, most wonderful devotees. So let us, with very grateful hearts, thank Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters, the Vaishnavas, and all the previous acharyas. Thank them with real gratitude for allowing us to come to this very, very holy place and hear the transcendental glories of Srikanda. Let us pray for that gift that all these great acharyas appeared in this world to give. The gift of pure taste for the chanting of the holy names. The gift for a pure taste for hearing Harikatha. The gift of genuine love for the Vaishnavas with a burning desire to serve. The gift of being an instrument of that love in our lives. Because through these gifts we gain the ultimate perfection, the treasure of bhakti. Thank you very much. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Ananti Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Now should I give you a parikram with your ears? Because I don't know if we'll be able to see all these places. Some of the holy places that are here in Srikanda. It's a very small village. Number one, the deity of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that was made by the hand of Narahari Sarakar and worshipped throughout his life. The same deity that was worshipped by Raghunandan Thakur and all the great Vaishnavas. The courtyard of that temple room where Lord Chaitanya and his associates miraculously appeared to join in the kirtan of the Vaishnavas. Would you like to see that place? Well, you have just seen it through your ears. Then there is the temple of Raghunandan Thakur. It is still there. And the deity that Lord Chaitanya instructed him to remain home and worship. That beautiful deity in the temple. And because of his love for the deity made a special arrangement for him. There's a kadamba tree right outside the door of the temple. And every single day of the year, that means 365, two perfectly blossomed kadamba flowers would be waiting on a branch to offer to the two lotus feet of the deity. That descendant of that kadamba tree is still there. And there's also a pond of water just next to that kadamba tree. And that water, because Raghunandan wanted to offer the best to the deity, so to facilitate his desire, Thakurji made that water sweeter than honey, so that he could offer his heart's love in such a sweet way to Lord Sri Krishna. And another place that I'm sure you'll be very eager to see with your ears tonight is the actual room, the Bhajan Kutir of Narahari Sarakar, where he appeared miraculously to Raghunandan Thakur during the festival. All these very, very holy sites are in the small village of Srikhanda. Now, I'm not a good manager, but sometimes we have to think about these subjects. Are any of the yatra organizers present at the moment, or are they hiding? Abhiram Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu. Yes, Goswamiji wants to speak something, yes. Meanwhile, if someone can find Abhiram Prabhu and Radha Krishna. Now, Ramesh Chandra Goswami Prabhu from Nandagaon, the representative of Sri Krishna Balaramji, will speak something for us.